It refers to the overcomers in the church.
现在我们要问。
But now we ask.
如果这样的话，那么是不是马拉基的教训不只是用在以色列身上，也是用在教会身上？
Then is the teaching in Malachi not only for Israel but also for the church?
不过我们要等一等。
But before that,
我们要把主的话讲的读得更清楚才行。
We have to read the word of God clearly.
然后我们才能下结论。
Then we can come to a conclusion.
如果读第三章第一节的话，
If you read chapter 3 verse 1,
我要差遣我的使者在我前面预备道路。
I am going to send my messenger and he will clear the way before me.
你们所寻求的主要忽然进入他的殿。
And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple.
就是你们所仰慕的快要来到。
And the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight.
所以很清楚，这个当然指着我们的主来说的。
So clearly this speaks of our Lord.
所以告诉我们，有一天人类的救主要像公义的太阳一样。
So it says that the savior of mankind will be like the righteous sun.
经过四百年旷野，一点的声音也没有。
There was no voice in the desert for 400 years.
现在我们看见有一个人有以利亚的心智。
And now we see someone with the spirit of Elijah.
在旷野终于有声音了。
There is a voice in the desert.
在我前面预备道路。
And he is preparing the way before me.
在主面前预备道路，证明我们的主耶稣就是神子。
And because he is preparing the way before our Lord, it's true that our Lord is God himself.
那如果这样说的话，那么是不是指着主第一次来说的呢？
So is this referring to the Lord's first coming?
那现在要记得。
But remember,
如果这是真的话，
if this is true,
那就告诉我们说，原来以色列人回到耶路撒冷，
that it tells us that when the Israelites returned to Jerusalem,
可能是想家。
Maybe they didn't.可能
他们的宗教的情操，
perhaps it was their conscience.
他们怀念神的同在，
they longed for the presence of God.
他们对于圣殿有感情，
they had feelings for the temple.
他们对于圣城有感情，
they had feelings for the holy city.
他们对于犹太人的文化有感情，
and they had feelings for the Jewish culture.
所以他们回来了，
and then they returned.
弟兄姊妹，当你读圣经的时候，
When you read the Bible,
只有马拉基书最清楚告诉我们他们为什么回来。
Only Malachi tells us why they came back.
他们回来也许是我们所说的上面几个原因。
So perhaps they came back for those reasons that we mentioned before.
但是不知不觉的，他们回来是为着弥赛亚第一次来而回来的。
But unbeknownst to them, they came backin order to prepare the way for the Messiah.
想想看，
consider it.
你们所寻求主必忽然进入他的殿。
And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple.
如果以色列人永久留在巴比伦，
if the Israelites stayed in Babylon forever,
没有人回到耶路撒冷，
if no one came back to Jerusalem,
何来圣殿？圣殿在哪里？
Then where would the temple be?
如果以色列人留在巴比伦，
if the Israelites stayed in Babylon,
伯利恒是个小城。
Bethlehem is a small town.
如果耶路撒冷没有被恢复，
if Jerusalem was not revived,
我们知道说伯利恒怎么会重建呢？
How would Bethlehem be rebuilt?
那么人类的救主怎么降生在伯利恒？
And how could the savior of mankind be born in Bethlehem?
那不止如此。
Not only that,
我们都知道说主耶稣是在耶路撒冷被钉在十字架上。
We know that our Lord was crucified in Jerusalem.
如果耶路撒冷没有发达，没有繁荣起来，
If Jerusalem was not a bustling city,
你怎么会听见钉他十字架、钉他十字架的声音？
How would you hear the voice of those saying, "Crucify him, crucify him"?
所以弟兄姊妹，如果人类的救主要来到，
So if the Savior of mankind was to come,
他必须降生在伯利恒。
He must be born in Bethlehem.
他要忽然进入他的殿。
He will suddenly enter his temple.
你记不记得玛利亚抱着主耶稣到圣殿？
Remember how Mary brought the Lord Jesus into the temple?
有一个老人，他的名叫西面。
An elderly man named Simeon.
他就抱，就把主耶稣就抱在怀里。
He held the baby Jesus.
不要忘记，这就应验了马拉基书第三章第一节的话。
This fulfilled the prophecy in Malachi chapter 3 verse 1.
对西面来说，主耶稣到圣殿完全是忽然的。
For Simeon, it was completely a coincidence that Jesus came to the temple.
他做梦也没有想到。
He never dreamed of it.
他一直等候弥赛亚来到。
He waited for the return.
他不肯去世。
He would not die.
为什么？他为什么舍不得去世？
Why was he not willing to die?
因为他没有看见以色列的救恩。
Because he hadn't seen the salvation of Israel.
等到他抱着主耶稣婴孩的耶稣在怀里的时候。
And when he held the baby Jesus in his bosom.
他祷告说主啊，现在你可以释放仆人安然去世。
He prayed that now you can let me rest in peace.
因为我亲眼看见了以色列的救恩。
Because I have seen the salvation of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，对于西面来说。
Brothers and sisters, for Simeon,
他所寻求的主
the Lord that he was looking for,
忽然进入他的殿
suddenly entered his temple.
这殿是谁盖起来的？
Who built this temple?
天上掉下来的吗？
Did it just drop from heaven?
如果以色列人仍旧留恋在巴比伦，会有这个殿吗？
If the Israelites stayed in Babylon, would this temple exist?
你就看见说五万个傻瓜回到耶路撒冷。
You see that? 50,000 dumb people returned to Jerusalem.
傻瓜
50,000 fools.
他们回来，实在说来，应该留在巴比伦才对。
So they should have stayed in Babylon.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
他们回来，也许有不同的原因。
Perhaps they had different reasons for returning to Jerusalem.
但是不知不觉的。
But without knowing.
他们执行了神的旨意。
They were doing the will of God.
他们不知不觉的是为着弥赛亚回来而预备的。
They didn't know that they were preparing the way for the Messiah.
他们要预备伯利恒。他们要预备伯利恒。
They needed to prepare Bethlehem.
他们要预备耶路撒冷。
They needed to prepare Jerusalem.
他们要预备圣殿。
They needed to prepare the temple.
明白吗？很清楚的。现在我们再读以色列回来的故事。
Now when we read the story of Israel as they return,
为什么这些人圣经说他们是敬畏主名的人？
Why does the Bible say that they were remembered by the Lord?
为什么有一个纪念册在神的面前呢？
Why was there a book of remembrance written before God?
对这些人来说，有一天公义的太阳要升起的。
For these people, one day the righteous sun would rise.
很清楚的听着。虽然他们有千万个理由回到耶路撒冷
So even though they had countless reasons for returning to Jerusalem
只有马拉基书告诉我们
Only the book of Malachi tells
他们不知不觉地行走在神的旨意中
That they were actually walking in the will of God
他们没有想到他们回来
They didn't realize that when they came back
是叫神的旨意能够成就
It was for the sake that God's will could be done
有一天人类终于救主出现
One day, the Savior of humanity was.
果然，夜虽有哭泣，晨起必要欢呼。
And though weeping may endure for a night, joy comes in the morning.
因为公义的太阳终于升起来了。
Because the righteous sun is finally rising.
弟兄姊妹，当全地咒诅遍地的时候
，When the curse has fallen in the whole world.
主耶稣为我们钉在十字架上。
Our Lord Jesus was nailed on the cross.
他担当了我们的咒诅。
He took our curse.
所有的咒诅。愤怒都落在他身上。
All of the wrath was put upon him.
他说成了。
And he said it is finished.
好像他把所有的苦杯都喝尽。
It's as if he drank the entire cup of death.
好像他把杯倒过来。
He poured the cup.
他说没有留下一滴给你们。
And he said that there was not one drop left for us.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是我们的主，怎样是公义的太阳。
Brothers and sisters, this is how our Lord is the righteous Son.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
起初神创造人类。
In the beginning, God created people.
所以就是一人就进入了世界。
And through one man, sin entered the world.
死也跟着进到这个世界。
And death came into this world.
全世界是咒诅天地。
And the whole world was cursed.
弟兄姊妹，人类的救主要来到。
Brothers and sisters, the Savior of humanity was coming.
所以现在明白吗？让他们留在巴比伦吧。
So what if they stayed in Babylon? Let them stay in Babylon.
那些回到耶路撒冷的人。
Those who returned to Jerusalem.
他们不知不觉地行走在神的旨意中。
They didn't know that they were staying, that they were walking in the will of God.
也许他们还不认识这位救主。
Perhaps they did not recognize.
但是不知不觉的，他们欢迎他回来。
But actually, they were welcoming him.
他们预备他回来。
They were preparing for his return.
明白吗？这是旧约。
This is the Old Testament.
如果光读到这里的话。
If you just read up to here.
马拉基的教训就这么多了。
That is all we can learn from Malachi.
但是不，我们为什么要读马拉基？
But no, why do we have to read Malachi?
马拉基的教训不只是为着以色列人的。
The teaching in Malachi is not just for the Israelites.
也是为着教会。
It's also for the church.
那为什么旧约以色列的子民可以解释新约属天的子民呢？
So why is it that the earthly people can explain heavenly people?
因为主耶稣第一次来，有旧约的子民等候他。
Because on Jesus' first coming, there were the people in the Old Testament who waited.
迎接他。
They welcomed
him. 当在主耶稣第二次再来的时候。
And when Jesus comes the second time,
教会要迎接他。
The church will receive him.
所以不要忘记，今天当我们主要回来以前。
Before the Lord returns today,
你要问说今天教会是在巴比伦的？
You have to ask, is the church in Babylon today?
还是回到耶路撒冷？
Or has it returned to Jerusalem?
或者今天世界就进到教会里面？
Or has the world entered the church today?
教会跟世界是不分的。
Is it true that the church and the world is no longer separate?
还是今天主呼召得胜者？
Or is it that today the Lord calls overcomers?
表面上他是呼召得胜者。
On the outside, it seems like he is just calling over.
会不会不知不觉的我们就行走在他的旨意中？
But perhaps we will walk in his will.
会不会不知不觉的我们这样的聚在一起，乃是为着迎接他的回来？
May it be that we are gathered here in order to prepare to receive his coming.
让他们去得着成功。
So let them receive their success.
让他们去得着全世界。
Let them gain the whole world.
主总要得着五万个傻瓜回耶路撒冷才可以。
The Lord will gain 50,000 fools who return to Jerusalem.
你有没有听见这个呼召呢？
Have you heard this call?
你愿意留在巴比伦呢？你还是愿意回到耶路撒冷呢？
Are you willing to stay in Babylon or are you willing to return to Jerusalem?
那我们刚才读的圣经不是讲的主耶稣第一次再来吗？
Wasn't the portion of scripture that we read referring to the first coming?
那什么地方讲的主耶稣第二次再来呢？
So where does it refer to Jesus the second
coming? 如果讲到第一次再来，
For the first coming,
当然和旧约的子民等候有关系的。
Of course it's related to the people in the Old Testament.
如果主耶稣讲到第二次再来，
But if the Lord is speaking of his second coming,
那就很清楚了。
Then that's very clear.
旧约以色列的情形就是我们今天的情形。
The condition of Israel in the Old Testament is our condition.
你读读马拉基书，你就知道今天教会的光景。
If you read the book of Malachi, you can see the church's condition today.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹？现在我们要进一步来看。
So now we want to take it further.
到底那个预言是指着主耶稣第一次来还是第二次来？
Was the prophecy for Jesus' first coming or second coming?
我们前面看过，当然主耶稣第一次来。
From what we saw earlier, of course it refers to his first coming.
但是你读到第二节的时候，
But when you read verse 2,
你慢慢就明白了。
Then you realize,
他来的日子，
the day of his return,
谁能当得起呢？
Who can endure the day of his coming?
他显现的时候，谁能立得住呢？
And who can stand when he appears?
因为他如炼金之人的火，如漂布人的剑。
For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap.
当你读第二节的时候，
When you read verse 2,
你眼睛忽然明白过来。
Then you suddenly understand.
他第一次来，
When he came the first time,
是你我所寻求的主。
It was the Savior that we were looking for.
也是我们所仰慕、所巴不得的来的救主。
It was the Savior that we hoped would come.
但是不要忘记，
But don't forget.
他来的日子，
The day he came.
这个日子不光是指着第一次来。
It not only refers to his first
coming. 如果光是第一次来，怎么能够说谁能当得起呢？
If that was the case, why would it say, and who can stand when he appears?
如果光是第一次来，那是欢天喜地的时候。
If it was just about the first coming, then it's when the whole land rejoices.
他显现的时候，谁能立得住呢？
But it says, who can stand when he appears?
每一个人都站不住。
No one can stand.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
等到主耶稣第二次来的时候，
When Jesus comes the second time,
他好像炼金之人的火。
He is like refiner's fire.
如